In this U.S. Meat Export Federation report, we speak with Dr. Dale Warner of Colorado State University, who recently conducted a workshop for meat processors in the Philippines aimed at increasing demand for U.S. pork variety meat.
This was part of a project funded originally by National Pork Board, who had received funding from USDA for the project, trying to add value to pork variety meats and raw blood from the pigs. The idea was to utilize fibrin, which is a naturally found cold binding technology, two components, fibrinogen and thrombin, coming from the pig's raw blood. They can be used together to cold bond variety meat items and shape them or form them into something that is more substantial in the way of size, something that's more usable for chefs, processors, etc. In the Philippines, we met with R&D personnel, so those that are in product development. We were able to demonstrate to them how fibrin works, demonstrate some new and innovative products to them, and then we're actually able to leave behind a little bit of the fibrin so that they could take that back to their places of business and experiment with it as well.
Warner gives a few examples of items highlighted at the workshop.
In terms of taste and eating characteristics, the pork variety meats are very similar to beef, but are smaller sized. And that smaller size oftentimes creates challenges. So tongues, pork diaphragm, the jowls are a big one because that product can be formed and shaped as bacon, a much lower cost bacon. Ears, face masks can be combined together, heart, kidney, liver. With fibrin, they all become functional with one another.
For more information, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.